Awesome, awesome. Well, well, well. Good morning, good morning, good morning once more and again to the Master's Call on How Majestic Is Our Lord Monday. Hallelujah. We're so glad to have each and every one of you on the call this first Monday of December. And this is our month where we celebrate our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon's birthday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most gracious Holy Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set the earth before us. You have formed everything in place. And Lord God, we thank you. We honor you. We praise your holy and righteous name. You even told us out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. We thank you, oh God, that you have chosen us, your people, to call on you. And then you said you will answer and then show us great and mighty things. We thank you, oh God, that your word is true and that you have brought us to this place, this hour, this moment, to give your name praise and glory. So we ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch the speaker this morning, Lord God. Anoint the person, Lord, like never before, that you will get all glory, you will get all honor. And not only that, Lord, that our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has for us this day. Lord God, we see your majestic ways in the atmosphere. So we thank you, we praise you, we honor you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Bless the artist family and this entirety artist life. Oh God, we thank you for doing the work. And it's not by might, nor by our power, but it's by your Spirit. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been an honor and a pleasure to greet you this morning. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi queen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Kai. God bless you. Back over to you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, reverence, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th of 2010 by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mission, we know he gave the mandate, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God who does things decent and in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with cell phone networks who charge for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day's recording can be played back that day by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All of the messages are recorded and archived from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet as Minister Brenda did or host as I am doing now, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the noon morning motivational call, and that call is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. So I am going to get out of your way so that the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's minister is none other than our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale is the daughter of Ural and Patricia, both deceased Lauderdale, and lives her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of the California State University of Long Beach. She has served several years as the parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles Golfing Organization. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. She is a basketball mom and is training him to be a young man in the Army of the Lord. Minister Tiffany is an artist life distributor. She is my friend. She is my sister. And I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. The floor is yours.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that introduction. Thank you for hosting the call this morning. To our Mississippi Queen and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, we thank you so much for greeting us this morning on this majestic Monday. And to each of you here on the TMC that dialed in this morning and that will listen later, I just want to say good morning to each of you all the way over here from the West Coast, and I greet each one of you with the peace of God. And so this morning, I am so just, my spirit is just bubbling and jumping, and I know you're saying, or this early in the morning, but yes, 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 because as our prayer general said this morning, God is definitely doing some majestic things in the atmosphere. And so, you know, we really need to pay attention and tap into what's going on. And so if you find yourself being busy and just moving around, doing a whole lot of things, I said on this majestic Monday, maybe take some time to just rest in Jesus, because definitely he will restore you in the time of rest. And so I thank God for this, the Master's Call, and I thank God for two phenomenal women in my life, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you deeply from the bottom of my heart for the phenomenal women of God that you guys are. I thank you for the examples that you walk out each and every single day. And I thank you for loving me unconditionally. So let's go into what the Lord has put on my heart this morning. And so, Father, I just thank you, first of all, for allowing me to wake up into another day, a day where I can rejoice and be glad. I have nothing to complain about, nothing to be sad about, but I'm thankful that I can rejoice in you. I thank you that you know the plans that you have for my life, and I pray right now that this will not be about me, but that this will be all about you and what you would have me to say and to do on this day at this divine and appointed time. And so I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, for everything that I am and everything that I will be is because of you. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brothers in perfect harmony. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. So, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. This morning, the topic of this message is be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker. So let's first of all define the word peace. Peace, shalom, harmony between two parties. Peace, freedom from disturbance, quiet, and tranquility. Freedom, form, or the sensation of war or violence. Synonyms are tranquility, calm, restfulness, peace, and quiet. Let's define the word peacemaker. Peacemaker is a person who brings about peace. Let me say that again. A peacemaker is a person who brings about peace, especially by reconciling all adversaries. So that is not a drama king or drama king. That is a person who brings the peace. That is an arbitrator, a mediator, a negotiator, the person that's the go-between, the person that's the pacifier, the person who is the peace lover. Now let's look at Matthew. Hold on, we're going to go to the word and see what the word says about peace. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God, sons, daughters of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. So right now, it is so much stuff going on. It's so many things happening. There is so much drama. There's so much confusion. There's so much chaos. There's so much uproar. But in this season, God is calling for us, his daughters, his sons, to be the peacemakers. We are not to come into the room and be the person who everybody turns away from because they see us coming. They say, you know what? Uh-oh, here comes Tiffany. Let me go the opposite way. No, we want to be those people who bring about the light which is the peace of God. So when we enter the room, they know that our spirit will calm the atmosphere just because we walk in the room. Why? Because we are peacemakers. Proverbs 12 and 20 says, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. So when we go throughout our day, are we walking around with a frown on our face? Are we angry? Are we walking around through the supermarket getting our groceries and we're complaining and murmuring? Or are we walking around being joyful? People watch us all the time. They may not say anything. People watch you all the time on Facebook, on social media. People watch you all the time, your neighbors when you walk out of your door. People watch you all the time when you're on your job. But what type of attitude are you carrying in those places? I don't care if somebody just stepped on your toe and you're angry. You could be angry for a moment, but let it go. Don't hold on to it. Be the peacemaker. Walk around in joy.
So many of us right now in this season are walking around with unforgiveness in our heart. Somebody did something to us yesterday, and we went to sleep last night and didn't even say, I apologize, or, you know, will you forgive me? We went to bed with that. So I'm going to ask each of you today, if you are harboring or carrying around unforgiveness, let it go. If you can't get in contact with that person and say you're sorry, or don't say you're sorry, say I apologize, the words that we speak into the atmosphere, say I apologize, you know, I apologize to you, even if it's something that you know that you feel, you know, your feelings tell you, oh, no, 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 you don't owe that person an apology. Oh, yes, you do. Let it go so God can make you free. Forgive. And let God set you free. Romans 14:9 says, so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. Okay, I'm going to read that one again. Romans 14:9 says, so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. See, it's easy for us to tear one another down. How do we do that? We do it with our words. We do it by gossiping with other people about somebody else who that's not even in your lane to be saying anyway, but we do it every single day. So many people are just depressed and not content because of words that people have said to them time and time and time again. And instead of us just picking up whatever fault that person has, and we seem to forget that none of us are faultless. We all make mistakes. We all have some bad moments in our lives. So who are we to point the finger and judge someone else? And instead of looking at the mistake that they made, which may be similar to what we have done, we will go ahead and just push that person down as low as we can get them, instead of lifting them up so that their light can still shine. So we have to be sure that we encourage one another. That's what a peacemaker would do. We want to make sure that we edify each other. We want to make sure that we bring out the good in each other versus manifest the bad. Let's look at James chapter 3. I'm going to read from verses 13 through 18. And beginning at verse 13, it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Hallelujah. So be a peacemaker. Romans 12:18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, Y-O-U, be at peace with all men. So that does not mean that we have a choice on who we need to be at peace with. That scripture says to be at peace with all men. So that means everybody. So many people out here are walking around distraught. But you know what? All they need is just a simple hello, happy holidays, or Merry Christmas, or happy Monday to you. You know, you have a wonderful smile on your face, or you have something positive with them. You know, the Lord loves you, and I love you too. Say something to people. Do not walk past people and not say anything. When was the last time that you said hello to someone that you didn't know? When was the last time that you greeted them? Us here in Artists International, we shouldn't let anybody walk past us without saying anything. Why? Because that person may be your next customer, or that person may be your next business partner, or even in our everyday lives, you never know how God connects you. But you got to open your mouth and say something. Be the difference. You be the difference. Don't wait for the difference to happen. You be the difference and make it happen. A peacemaker is someone who experiences the peace of God. I'm just going to give you some scriptures that you could look up on your own later on. A peacemaker is someone who experiences the peace of God, Philippians 4:7, because he or she is at peace, Romans 5:1, with the God of peace, Philippians 4:9, through the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, who indeed is our peace, Ephesians 6:15. And who therefore seeks to live at peace, Ephesians 2:14, with all others, Romans 12:18, and proclaims the gospel of peace, Ephesians 6:15, so that others might have joy and peace in believing, Romans 15:13. So, TMC family, I say to you today, be the peacemaker. In this season, be the person who brings the peace. Be the person who brings the joy. Bring the person who is the light. So when you walk into the room, you will shift the atmosphere because you are being peace-minded. So be peaceful. No drama, no chaos, no confusion. No complaining, but be the peace. Be the peacemaker. Bring the peace. And watch how just that one simple thing can absolutely change the world. Can you imagine what that would look like if we all begin to do that? And if other people began to gravitate with what we're doing, how that would just simply change the atmosphere. Do you know how tranquil and how quiet that would be, and how we could really hear what God is saying to us? We could really see what he's showing us if we just stay in peace. Father, I just thank you that we are peacemakers. I thank you that we walk in peace. I thank you that we think in peace. I thank you that we speak in peace. And may your peace, which surpasses all understanding, resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. And I say, have your way, Lord, in each of us, that we will be the peacemakers in 2017 and forevermore. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. Back over to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that on-time word, be the peacemaker. Now I'll be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go in God. Let us go to God in prayer over our prayer requests. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, thank you, thank you for the woman of God who just came forward with the message, Be the Peace, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Lord, you know every need, you know every thought, you know every desire, oh Heavenly Father, spoken and unspoken. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you meet them as you do so well with the exceeding and the abundant, more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Father, we ask you right now that you just continue to touch Minister Ada and Kendra Carter, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. We send your Jehovah Rapha healing to them, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you continue to comfort them and give them your peace, which passes all understanding as they walk through the challenges that they face with their health right now, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask continue just comfort and peace for Platinum President Anastasia as she just continues and Kenya as they continue to deal with the loss of their grandmother, oh Heavenly Father. Father, you know in those quiet times when everyone else is gone, oh Heavenly Father, be their ever-present help in their time of need. Lord, we just ask right now that you continue to look over the entire TNC family, oh Heavenly Father, those needs spoken and unspoken, and we seal it in the precious blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it is Inspirational Mondays. And the speaker this morning will be none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, and she will be speaking on Dig a Little Deeper Every Day. So again, that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. Again, Dr. Vanessa speaking on the morning motivational call on Inspirational Mondays, Dig a Little Deeper Every Day, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617#, and that call is immediately following this call. And if you want to listen to today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677#. And again, what an amazing word, Minister Tiffany. We, of course, want to thank our prayer general, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting us this morning and opening us up with prayer. And again, such an amazing and on-time word from our very own Minister Tiffany. I will now turn the call back over to you, Minister Tiffany, for our benediction.
Amen, Minister Kai. Thank you so much. Father, we just bless you and praise your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you. We thank you, God, that we walk in peace, that we walk in your power, that we walk in your anointing. And I pray as we go through this day and as we go through this week, God, that you will go before us, that you will make all of our crooked paths straight, Father. And I thank you that you know the plans that you have for each of our life, Father. And so we trust and we believe in you. To you, our God and Father, be glory forever and ever. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. May the peace of God be upon each and every single one of us as we go through this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Peace be with you all, and we will hear you on the Master's Call tomorrow. Goodbye for now.